This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Reese Sanders on FUBAR Radio.
With you, and if you leave, what do I do? With all of these emotions that I have for you, and if you go, I hope you know that I will walk on water just to get to you. You said that's impossible, you don't believe in a miracle, but baby, I am a superhero when it comes to loving you.
Can we just take a minute to acknowledge the fact that that song, Superhero by Just Us, featuring Danny Bird, also featured Macy Gray. So that's that seems like it's the official return of the raspy voiced one.
Big tune for her.
Massive tune, huge. It's you always get this kind of influx of big drum and bass songs just before the summer, kind of making their mark, like stamping their stake for the summer. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
She's back.
Making their claim for the summer. Yeah, that's going to be, I'm sure that's going to be synced to a lot of adverts this spring.
Feels like a little montage song as well that gets played over a clip of Ibiza or something.
Yeah. Exciting things happening this summer on ITV.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I'm joined today not only by Natalie, aka Sarah DeBunda, but a very special guest. Yeah, well, I'll explain that later.
Okay, yeah. Sarah DeBunda.
But I am also joined by a member of New Music's royalty, quite literally.
Ooh, I like that.
Louis III.
Hello, hello, hello.
Absolute pleasure to have you join us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
And the first thing that I'm going to ask, you know, since you're sitting right in front of me, why Louis III? It's a very, very interesting name.
I'm going to get in trouble soon because I kind of have to remember who I tell what, but kind of.
So this won't be true then?
It's going to be the third thing I come up with. No. Honestly, it was. There's basically two Louis in my family who were quite important. So that's kind of one influence. And then
Theroux?
The kind of, yeah, Louis Theroux was, he was, honestly, he's my like twice removed great uncle. No, but kind of the real story in a way is that I really wanted to be called Louis.
Yeah.
Just Louis, like mm-hmm. Rihanna or like Madonna or something like that. But then my like lawyer was like, no chance. So I was kind of like, well, if I can't be Louis, I wouldn't want to be the second Louis. So the third Louis.
The third.
So Louis III is where
fair play.
That came from.
So you're not a French king that's like abdicated the throne and decided that you want to pursue.
I wish. I like to think I'm royalty, but yeah. I like new music royalty. That's
man.
Good.
We'll stick with that for now.
Exactly.
We'll stick with that for now until one day maybe you'll marry a member of royalty and then.
Meghan Markle's taken though, isn't she?
So. Yeah, well, does she set pace?
Yeah.
She set pace,
that's
bro.
True. That's
you
true.
Know what
that's
mean?
True.
She's
yeah, why
the
not?
Doors.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Think big, man. Yeah. Shoot your shot. Just chirps every member of royalty you see from now on. Do you know what I mean?
As if I just bump into them every day, you know.
But you would, but again, like, Prince William recently. No, it was Prince. Which one's married?
Harry,
right. So he and Meghan Markle recently visited another radio station who aren't necessarily a rival, but I won't mention them anyway. But
I love how you actually won't mention the name. It's like,
you know what I mean? They're ops.
Taboo.
They're ops for now, isn't it? But they're based in Brixton, you know?
Yep.
They're a community radio station, and there's footage of Prince Harry spudding people outside. You know? It's real in the field, you
spudding.
Know? So, shoot your shot, bro.
Are there
shoot
any single
shot.
Members of the royal family? Like Beatrice and Eugenie? Are they still single?
I don't know.
The royal family's big, you know. I always like see a random person. I was like, who's
pop
that?
Up,
who's he? Who's she? Like on the balcony, you see some like,
some new double
some random extra or something like that.
Yeah.
Or some new kid has come out of nowhere.
Yeah. Cousin of the Queen.
Mm.
Ah.
Happens to have like a £54 million fortune just out of nowhere. Anyway, we've got lots to talk about on the show. You can get in contact with myself, Michael Payne, Louis III, and Natalie, aka Sarah DeBunda, which again we'll get into in a bit.
Yes, please.
you can
Mrs.
get in contact
DeBunda.
By emailing us at hump@foobarradio.com or by tweeting to us at foobarradio. We've got guests in today. They are Bello and Juliana Oleyinka from Yanga.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming Yanga's a band, right?
No, Yanga is a new TV channel that has just launched on Sky.
Okay. This is all news to me. I'm liking this. No, I like it. It's going to be genuine intrigue from me when we sort of have Bello and Juliana in to chat. Mm-hmm. And we've also got Ezekiel, who I am very familiar with.
Mm.
He's going to be coming in to talk to us about his new release.
Yeah, and I'd really like by the end of it that you three are doing a track together. That's all I'm saying. I'm putting it out there.
Three musicians.
That
you
would
never
be
know.
Incredible.
Why not?
Let's make that.
Playing the A&R. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Right.
Okay, we'll get in studio.
And
straight
then you
after.
Can maybe
I'm
going
to facilitate. I can definitely do some debundering.
That brings us
you're
very
like,
conveniently
where's
into
my 20%.
That brings us conveniently into the reason for Natalie's name. Sarah DeBunda is a form of dance. It's popular in Brazil, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it consists of a woman going on her hands and knees, kind of at first.
Okay.
But then she wraps her, so she's still in this sort of all fours position, but she'll wrap her legs around the neck of a male or female who's sitting behind her.
Uh-huh.
And then basically repeatedly pull his face into her bum using just her legs.
It sounds like a human centipede type thing.
Yeah, or like imagine a frog.
Okay.
How the legs would be
slightly black.
Yeah. Okay. Like that.
Like breaststroke legs. I don't know.
Yeah.
On the Wikipedia page, it describes it as punishment by body.
Punishment by body.
That's the translation.
If that was how you died, that'd be great. Punishment.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Die death by body.
That's how you got your name.
Yeah, so we thought that I go out and do some debundering on the weekend.
So you haven't you haven't done it yet. But
I do it all the time. I do it. I did it even while you didn't even notice me doing it in the office earlier.
What you were doing. I thought you were just in the corner. I don't know, a squat or something like that.
It's quick.
Yeah, I do it very swiftly.
Rapid debundering.
Yeah, it's fun.
So yeah, we've got those we've got those guests coming in later on from like about quarter to five to chat to us. But in the meantime, we've got a few stories as usual. Ridiculous stories. Mm-hmm. Ones that just continue to surprise me even as I read them. Save my ink forever allows families to keep tattooed skin of loved ones after death. Many of us keep mementos of loved ones who have died, from letters they wrote to jewellery with sentimental meaning. But given the chance, would you opt to keep a tattoo from someone after they'd passed away? A team of funeral directors have launched a business allowing family members to keep the tattooed skin of the deceased and display it as art. Since launching last year, Save My Ink Forever has had hundreds of customers in the US and is now hoping to extend its client base overseas. The business is run by Carl Sherwood, along with his father Mike and another friend who's also a funeral embalmer.
What the hell?
The trio came up with the idea after a casual chat with friends in the funeral business about post-death keepsakes. As many in the group have tattoos, the topic came up naturally in conversation. Kyle said, "All of our tattoos have deep meaning enough to put it on ourselves for life to proudly display. So we thought, well, what happens when you die? These works of art that mean so much to the individual and the family are gone forever. They are either buried or cremated, never to be seen again. The men began to think of ways they could allow these works of art to live on, and soon Save My Ink Forever was born." Kyle said he can't share how the team preserves tattooed skin because it's the company's little secret. But he recommends families wishing to use the service should inform their funeral director within 48 hours of the individual's death. He said, "After the removal of the tattoo, we then work on the preservation. The preservation process takes roughly a month and a half. The preserved skin art is then placed in a frame with UV protective glass. The team can preserve tattoos ranging from simple hearts to ornate full back pieces. Prices vary depending on the size of the piece, but the cost is usually in the region of $1,000 or £795.
Whoa.
Would you...
Are you mad? They're charging you £795 just to like cut off the skin off of someone
and yourself,
give it to you. Exactly, yeah.
Well, I actually watched, legally,
I don't think it...
I watched Red Sparrow quite recently.
Oh, yeah.
The Jennifer Lawrence film.
Is it good?
It's amazing.
Is it?
It's very... It's not what I expected. It's a lot more intense and hardcore, I'm not going to lie, than what I expected Jennifer Lawrence to kind of get involved with. But it was brilliant, really good film. But there's a bit in it where there's one of the guys, he's got a machine that can take off literally the very top layer of your skin, but it inflicts this sort of burning pain, apparently.
I imagine it would, yeah.
Obviously it wouldn't when you're dead.
Oh no, that's fine.
I'm assuming that that's probably the way that they'd sort of
did you see
the skin off.
Did you see that Mel B, she got the name of her ex-husband removed from her skin, like literally she savagely just like got it cut off after when they broke up, and then like she took a picture of it and you can just see her
skin.
I think, like, I think she's got someone professionally to do
it. Yeah, I think she hacked her.
No, but I mean the method. Was it not a laser? Or was it literally a layer of her skin being peeled
literally
off?
A layer of her skin. Like,
damn.
You can see that on the picture. It's like a flap of skin.
Damn.
Ooh, yeah. Gosh. Do you have any tattoos, Louis?
Nah, I want some, but I've never been...
Michael has a number of tattoos. I was wondering how you would feel if it would be a nice memento for your loved ones when you've passed.
Well, actually, all of my tattoos are relatives, like, you know, dead relatives' tattoos that I've just had grafted onto my skin.
They've been removed from your relatives and they've
grafted onto
your
skin. Yeah, these are
all secondhand. Wow, okay, that's nice.
Isn't there a movie where someone's skin is just like pieces of other people's...
Oh, well, there was that film Face Off with Nicolas Cage and they swapped faces with John Travolta, I think.
Really good film.
Yeah, that's a good film.
Really
but
good
what
film.
Was the, what's the other film that you were
talking
about?
I don't know, but that sounds like a movie having all your family members' skin on you.
Oh. Yeah, that would be a bit gruesome. A little patchwork face.
I don't know how I'd feel about other people's... I mean, I guess you have skin grafts, don't you? But I don't know about other people's skin on you.
Yeah, I'd want just my arse at most on my face. If I needed to have skin placed on my face,
right?
I'd want my own.
What you
skin?
Like, you like your arse skin, or
maybe my arse skin?
Did you say you want your arse? Is that what you said?
On my face.
Oh, okay.
Well, so we can just move around body parts to different parts where they're supposed to be. So if you're having your arse on your face, and then I don't know, move your nose to your arse or something.
Move the skin from my nose onto my arse.
Yeah, just move things around the whole body.
Oh, what happens when you blow your nose?
You're fully wiping your arse. When someone kisses your face.
Oh.
When you got a cold, it's over. It's not pretty sight.
I don't know. What do you think, Louis, though? Would you like to have someone giving you a gift of a tattoo after this?
All I want to keep from someone who's passed away is memories, I think.
I thought you were going to say money.
Money!
That's good. Well, I mean, money. I wouldn't turn that down, but yeah, I think memories and money.
Yeah.
The whole thing of preserving people, or even like having the body like displayed like it was alive,
And the thing is, the turnaround time as well is about...
It was a month,
by their accounts, is about a month. So you'd kind of forget about... the person. No, you wouldn't forget about them, but you'd kind of drift back into everyday life, and then their skin would just turn up at your door.
That's above your
in a special
above
delivery.
Your fireplace, above the mantle place.
Well, how much does a tattoo cost there? They're not cheap, are they? Like, roughly, say, you've got lots of tattoos. How much would a full arm one cost?
Depends. When I first started getting tattoos, the kind of average price per hour was about £50, it seemed. But now, most places, it seems like per hour, it's between £80 and £100.
So much. Oh, I don't have enough money for that.
No, I didn't realise it was on an hourly rate. I thought it was just the price of a tattoo.
They'll give you like for instance, if you want something tiny that's going to take a few minutes, then they'll just charge you the minimum a lot of the time. Sometimes they'll be nice and just go, all right, give me £30 or whatever. But to be perfectly honest, I don't really kind of trust people that slapdash just make up prices when they're you know, etching something
£2 billion.
What, I like £3?
Yeah.
I'd be more worried if someone kind of gave me a price that was way too cheap for a tattoo. You know, you want something that's reasonable, not too expensive, but you don't want to be paying dirt cheap prices, because
like,
dirt is the operative
proper
word.
Proper tattoo head, where you have like, you one tattoo artist and they'll like fly over to like whatever country you're in and then tattoo you in like a restaurant
Who was it that was like flies their tattoo artist to whatever country they're in? I can't remember which.
I'm not sure.
There's one I follow called Bang Bang, I think.
Yes,
he's like a really
big
tattoo artist.
Right.
It's like someone will call him up and be like, I'm in Kenya, can you like come?
I really need a tattoo
now. Yeah,
I've seen this elephant I really like.
But I suppose people who like megastars who travel a lot, you know, you don't really have time to settle and get a tattoo in a city. So I suppose it's nice to have a locum, a bespoke sort of tattoo artist.
Yeah. I'd see much like a hairdresser. You're like, I don't want to find a new one. You find one you like, you want to stick with it.
And a lot of people don't cheat on their barbers.
I cheat on my barber today and I'm not happy.
Oh, right.
I'm not happy. It was a disaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it looks fine to me. Unless you used to have dreadlocks. Unless you had dreadlocks this morning, it looks fine to me.
No, I wasn't happy. I was in the chair sweating and he looked nervous as well. We were both as nervous as each other.
This is my first time.
I didn't even get the thing where they show you like the back of the haircut with a mirror. Once it was done, then...
That's not a good sign, is it?
No.
Don't worry about it.
Turn around now. Turn around now.
It's
not bad, mate. It looks like a normal trim.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why did you cheat, though?
Because my barber wasn't there.
Oh, fair.
And I just, you know when you just get tired of your hair and you're like, nah, I'm not waiting.
Was it the barber that's usually there, or had you never seen this guy
before?
Was it like,
and
was
looked,
it like the barber's looked, the barber's equivalent of open mic?
Probably, I don't know, but he looked like he's about 18 or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking, but
fair. I think
it was scary.
What's the worst experience you've ever had in the barber's chair?
So many. I find it really traumatic. Like, it's actually a thing for me. Like, it's probably one of the worst experiences I ever have to do in daily life is go to the barbers, because I feel like trapped when I'm in the chair. Mm-hmm. So I've had it a few times where I just start sweating, and one time the barber got like a hairdryer and was actually there just like drying me off because I was dripping with sweat.
It's a nerve wracking experience when you think
it's
about
horrible.
It. Having someone that close to you for like half an hour, really just like, I close my eyes when I'm in the barber's chair because
see,
I don't want
to
look my barber
that.
In the eye.
Oh, okay.
But it's also when he's shaping the front of your head and he's literally right in your face. Mm. So I just close my eyes.
But how long does your, on average, your haircut take? Probably not long.
About half an hour.
Right. So when I go, mine's at least 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
Nah. And that's why when you find the hairdresser, because I can't make chat with for 4 hours with someone I've just met. It dries up within the first 20 minutes and then you just have to stare at them in the mirror.
Normal people don't try to chat for 4 hours.
They're right. They don't, do
you
they?
You shouldn't ever have to have that talent.
Well,
to chat to someone for 4 hours.
I appreciate it.
People have to know when to shut the fuck up after a while, even when they're cutting your hair.
I tried to put my headphones on, well, earphones on, not headphones. That'd be weird if I'm getting a haircut.
That would be amazing.
That would be so amazing. Diva, wouldn't it? Like, sorry, you can cut my hair, but just don't interrupt my Spotify going on.
Right. Just got these Beats by Dre. Wanna test them out while I'm getting my hair feathered.
But then I think she thought it was quite rude that I just was like, oh, that's the end of the chat then. I now want to listen to some music or something. Mm. But I think I spoke about everything. There was nothing left to talk about.
Honestly.
I do that with friends sometimes. You know, if you're like travelling somewhere with a friend and like you know each other well enough, I just put on my headphones because if I want to listen to music, then...
Absolutely. That's the whole point of a friend. That's someone that knows you. Yeah. And I think the perfect friend is the person that knows when to talk and knows when to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And... if you haven't found that friend yet, then maybe you're the problem.
That's
what I always think.
That sounded like some Oprah shit there.
Wow. Mm.
I love that. Says the radio host, the perfect person is somebody who knows when to not speak.
Let's have a think about that deepness whilst we go to a track.
Yes, it's Food Bar Radio.
Yeah.
go team, and I've got a fruit salad chew in my mouth because I'm trying to get my 5 a day.
You've got another 4 to go then.
Honestly. Wait, sorry.
It's okay.
Anyway, that was a good song.
Yeah, I like the Go Team a lot.
Yes. Their music is exactly as their name would suggest, if you know what I mean.
Kind of go-y?
Bloody hell.
I would like to see them live, actually. Because I think they've got two drummers and there's a lot going on. There's a lot of them in the Go Team. But I think they would be excellent. From Brighton?
Yeah.
That's what I know. That's all I know, actually, about that.
If anyone would like any broadcasting advice, don't start eating a tune 2/3 of the way through one of Go Team's songs.
I mean, if I was, I actually gave it to you. So if anything, it's my fault for bringing in really things that are hard to eat during a 3-minute song.
Absolutely, absolutely, it's your fault. We're going to blame that.
Did sabotage. You have one, Louis?
I did, but
finished
I had
it, though, didn't
finished it before.
You swallowed it. You didn't even chew it.
I did. No, well, I get, I'm too impatient. So.
Yeah.
I get like that with hard sweets that you're meant to kind of.
What's the one where it's like a challenge, like a polo? If you can like suck it till it's nothing's left rather than bite it.
Right. Yeah, I think I've been able to do that.
Yeah,
no, it's always just snapped. It snaps after a while.
No, I have to bite it after about 10 seconds.
Do you?
I'm so impatient, yeah.
Okay. I'll try that.
Bite up. Well, let's get on to another story, shall we?
Yeah, let's find out what you've been up to this week.
Yeah, do you know what? I've had a pretty sort of mundane week. I've just been in the studio a lot. So what have you been up to, Louis?
What have I been up to? I just dropped my video for Goosebumps, which is my new single. Dropped that a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week ago.
Yeah.
So that's been fun to see that reaction to that.
Yeah.
What else have I been doing?
Wonderland magazine.
Yeah, so I was just in Wonderland, which came out on Friday.
Congrats.
That was exciting. Yeah. Seeing my face underneath like Miley Cyrus's cover and stuff like that. So that was nice.
Is that your first time in sort of printed magazine?
Yeah, it was mad. And like seeing an interview in there, like it was actually being able to physically hold it, it's kind of like a what the hell
has happened in the moment. Nice little keepsake there.
Exactly. And what else have I been
doing? Beats dead relative skin anyway.
We've mentioned this before the show, but I said save it because I don't know what this is. You've done the Kanye Madness bracket with some heart wrenching decisions.
It broke my heart. Have you heard about this?
No.
So I think it comes from, in America, they have this thing called March Madness, where like they have a basketball tournament.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And you pick a thing. And someone did it with Kanye tracks. And so you literally have, it's like a tournament of Kanye tracks.
Okay.
And you face them off until you go down from about, I guess, from maybe like 50 songs. You fight each song against each other till you have a champion.
Right.
And I spent about half an hour just sitting down doing it by myself, and
is this to figure out
emotionally
what,
exhausted afterwards?
Is this to figure out what your favorite Kanye song is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, I'll give you an example of like some of the ones. So Never Let Me Down versus Hey Mama.
I would go definitely Hey Mama.
Yeah, that's what I went for. Hey Mama versus Flashing Lights.
Most definitely.
See,
Hey Mama. You see that the thing is, I was going to say Flashing Lights, but then I felt bad because of hate, because
what it's about. And
I don't know the history of Kanye's relationship with his mum.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stick with Hey Mama.
Yeah, and that Grammy performance as well.
Yeah.
And then what about Hey Mama versus All of the Lights?
All of the Lights. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don the West.
All of the Lights was my champion overall.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's hard, you see, because you've got so many
All of the Lights is definitely in my top three. I think it might actually be my favourite Kanye West song as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I really do love Touch the Sky as well.
Really?
I love that song.
See, Graduation's the least favourite album for me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's probably my favourite. Yeah, I am. I'm genuinely shocked.
Stronger didn't even get past the quarterfinals.
Yeah,
for
I got bored of Stronger. Mm. It's, you know what I mean? It was too, first of all, it was too close to Daft Punk's release.
Yeah. Mm.
And secondly, it got played to death.
Mm.
Just like Gold Digger.
Right. I still like Jesus Walks a lot.
Love Jesus Walks.
That's a big song.
Also, Jesus Walks. Ultralight Beam is a new fave for me.
Yeah.
And Dark Fantasy.
Good song.
You
good
might
choices.
Think you've peaked the scene. You haven't. The real one's farted. You know, Nicki Minaj's British accent at the beginning.
Yeah, it's from a Roald Dahl poem, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's from a Roald Dahl poem. Jesus.
The watered down one, the one you know, was made up centuries ago.
It's definitely a Roald Dahl poem.
We will look
every day, exactly.
Mm.
Exactly.
Okay. What have you been up to?
Well, you've been having pizza for breakfast. I've got notes on what you've been up to, Michael. You've been having.
This is like this
she's
is
got
like,
the receipt. She's yeah, got yeah. notes.
This is like dying and going to the gates of heaven and just meeting Saint Natalie.
Well, it says here you like a bit of pizza for breakfast in the morning, and you like to sing about it in a Melissa Steele voice.
Pizza for breakfast early in the morning. Pizza for breakfast early. That's what I sing to myself when I have pizza for breakfast.
It's the
logical song to sing, and I did genuinely have pizza for breakfast.
That's nothing wrong with that. It's yeah. nice.
And it wasn't leftovers.
Oh, okay.
This is the you thing. I woke up and I'd bought a pizza the night before.
It was a fresh pizza.
It wasn't fresh, I'm not going to lie. It was like a Tesco's finest, though. Oh, so next
not,
best thing,
that's
right?
not pizza for breakfast. So pizza for breakfast is like when you order the Domino's. Cold. And
oh,
you,
right, yeah.
And you go down in the morning. Mm.
But it was breakfast time and I was having pizza.
So it was.
But I baked it. I put effort in. It wasn't even a thing where I'll just got up and reached into the pizza box that was near my bed. Yeah. And you know what I mean? I fully
you
got up.
You Mary buried the thing. Like,
yeah.
Test to prove the dough
yeah,
and like
absolutely yeah, like a full, yeah, yeah, yeah everything
well
yeah.
I wonder why there's not a trick being missed here that they don't someone makes a pizza for breakfast as in that's actually a company and they do make like little pizzas with bacon
well breakfast pizzas
does that exist
the thing about pizza is that it's I think to a lot of food critics and Italians alike genuinely it
going?
Has to be made no it has to be made in a certain region to be a pizza you can't just make a pizza in really? America mm. just because you've got some dough and you've got these ingredients that the real genuine pizza makers would never use and call it a pizza
but they are allowed it's not trademarks they are allowed to call it a pizza
yeah but then culturally people will
Naples?
Be like well fuck you
is it Naples which is like the
I think it's
home
it's
of pizza
Sicily isn't it
I think it might be the home of yeah.
I don't know I get really good kind of advice and knowledge on Italian food from my girlfriend who's
right.
Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So I and she I was also snob. Reading. Yes, definitely
really?
Italian food snob in general. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that's a good thing because then I learn what is a faux pas and what isn't.
People tell me that Pizza Express isn't good pizza, but that it's all I care about
it
in life, nice. Basically.
It does
I quite
nice.
Like Pizza
yeah,
Express.
I do too.
Pizza.
Yeah. I do, but I feel like if you wanted an like, authentic Italian experience, it's not Pizza Express. Maybe is
hell
it?
No.
Yeah.
Hell no.
It's not. It's Domino's. It's Domino's that you go to.
Or Dotko Otka Pizza Restaurante.
Oh,
that's nice though,
I
you know.
Can't get enough of those
that
things.
That is
mate.
Delicious, that pizza.
I cannot Ooh. Get enough of those things. Not
well,
going to lie to you.
So I learned when I went to Belgium not so long ago that, I don't know why I didn't know this before, that they obviously invented the fries, not the French. There's no French fries there. They were like, no, the frites is our thing. The French stole it off us. And I was like, oh God, they get very annoyed about that in Belgium.
Really?
They've got to have something, haven't they?
Yeah.
What else is the Belgian country known for?
Chocolate.
Of course, that is nice chocolate.
And a fucking good football team at the moment as
oh,
well.
Really?
Yeah.
Waffles? The Belgian,
oh, yeah, Belgian waffles?
Yeah, they've got yeah. some things going yeah. on there. Yeah. yeah they
Jean-Claude
got...
Van Damme.
Oh, yeah.
Strong Belgian.
Muscles from Brussels.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
me. Brussels sprouts.
No, they're
no,
not.
No, are they not?
I mean, I don't know if they are, but they're horrible, aren't they?
They are butters, but
I love
they
Brussels
are famous.
Sprouts.
Do you?
I hate
yeah.
them.
Oh.
They're coming back as well. They're like a new, like, they're
right.
new avocado.
Yeah, watch them become, yeah, quinoa
yeah.
and
yeah.
you get quinoa and Brussels sprout salads.
Yeah.
So, well, they
for
used
like
to be.
£10.
Right. There used to be a time when everyone knew Brussels sprouts was for Christmas Day and Christmas Day only. Now, I went for a roast dinner on Sunday. 4 Brussels sprouts were on there. That's not
I've
cool.
seen Brussels sprouts
you counted
in normal
as well,
Sunday, right?
No, not in
you
March.
You take notes and everything, don't
I
you?
Did, like. Yeah, I did. I was like, it's March. I can't be having this on my chicken.
March madness.
So, yeah, well, it's just keep them for Christmas.
Yeah. Natalie, what have you been up to? Have you been up to
well,
much?
Obviously, we worked on the big UN show that we did here. So I put mm-hmm. a lot of time, which was it last week now?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, and you came in for that.
I
and did a brilliant job.
Thank you very much.
And so we raised a lot of money for UN, for gender equality, which was great. Rachel Shit. Downey did the full 24 hours and then...
How much did you raise?
That I don't know, but because the UN, people were texting to donate to a number that were given out, so that was good. It was part
it's
of
classified.
The Arts Week.
So good.
Yeah, I wasn't answering the phone. Yeah. Hello. Let me have your bank details. That would be old school. That was.
That's what you know when you see the big UN meetings with everyone like behind the desks from their respective countries.
Yeah.
So it's just a big telethon. They've just got the headpieces are actually like connected to phones.
Suzanne
they're just
from
at work.
Like Brentford.
Right. Yeah, they're just fundraisers.
Like,
yeah.
How much did I say there's the UN?
Well, they did used to have. I think it was in America where they used to have these like telethon things they were called. And then in the background you see celebrities answering the phones.
Yeah,
do you remember
yeah.
that?
Absolutely.
There was like big name celebrities.
Uh-huh. Well, the last sort of famous telethon wasn't it for Hurricane Katrina when Kanye West.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of
George Bush doesn't care about us.
Yeah. George Bush does not care about black people.
Yeah, that's true. But I've always thought if I called up and I got the celebrity I didn't want, I just hang up and call back again. So I wanted the person. Going. To, yeah, I'm like, I
Excuse
don't want this
me,
person.
Is this Mr. Like, is this Brad
yeah,
Pitt?
Yeah, no. See who it is there. Like, oh, it's Gosling, Ryan Gosling, keep calling up. Nope. Hang up again until I get him answering the phone. You have to be watching the TV to see when he's got a free moment, when he's put the phone down, and then call it.
This is true. Even though there's like a bit of a delay, maybe, so that people don't say things like Kanye West said a few years ago. Yeah. Kanye West is probably kind of obliterated all hopes of telethons.
Did you see Mike? Is it Mike Myers? He was
next to him. Yeah.
You see his face when Kanye said that. Yeah. It dropped
genuine
like a thousand
that,
meters.
What's
it was like,
he say? He's gone off script.
This wasn't. This not in a teleprompter.
And Mike Myers wasn't in like disguise as Wayne was World or Austin Powers, whatever, at that point. So he just had to
bare face Mike Myers.
Like,
yeah.
Oh. What do we do?
Should we get into a song?
Yeah, let's do that. In fact, let's play Goosebumps, Louis. Your new
track. Exactly. Would you introduce it?
This is I'm Lou the Third, and this is Goosebumps.
Ooh, yeah. Fire, fire, fire. Make me lose my cool. Make me waste my youth. Ooh, yeah. Burning, burning, burning. Got me on my knees. You don't have to leave. All these little moments keep my love in motion, motion. You jump, baby, I jump. You still give me goosebumps. Special little moments keep me from my lowest, lowest. Shiver after shiver, enough to give my body goosebumps. All the things you do. Set my heart ablaze. All these little moments keep my love in motion, motion. You jump, baby, I jump. You still give me goosebumps. Special little moments keep me from my lowest, lowest. Shiver after shiver, enough to give my body goosebumps. All the things you do. Goosebumps, all the things I love. Wake up every morning thinking, what the fuck? You got the lightest touch, enough to give my body goosebumps. All the things you do, never ever had a girl like you. A girl like you, enough to give my body goosebumps. All the things I love. Wake up every morning thinking, what the fuck? You got the lightest touch, enough to give my body.
And that was Goosebumps by Louis the Third, who joins me as my special guest co-host today.
Hello.
We are in the studio right now, also joined by Sarah DiBonda, who's my regular guest co-host. And I just had a WhatsApp through as that song was playing, right? Which gave me goosebumps, actually, because it means my girlfriend's listening to the show. But it just said Naples in capital letters.
Yeah,
that is the origin
right.
of pizza.
So I was right.
You were right. You said Naples. So does that mean that if it's made outside of Naples, that it's not considered to be
Well, actually,
authentic?
Means I'm now dumped because I got it wrong and said Sicily. So
oh, yeah.
You don't have a home anymore.
Yeah.
The lots have changed.
But she wants your number, Louis.
So. Oh, really? Okay. This is all good shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you just need to know your facts about pizza. At least you've learned from this. Now you'll never
Let the lesson be learned. Let this be a lesson to you, Louis.
Do your homework.
Yeah, you've got to know. Do some research.
Barbers aren't anything to be scared of. It's pizza.
Yeah,
you've got
pizza and girlfriends.
Actually, when I was in Chicago, they have the deep dish thing there. I couldn't get into that.
Well, I actually read in this article that I was reading about pizza and what some pizza specialists regard as eligible to be considered a pizza, and some people I read that some say that only as far as Chicago deep dish would still be considered a pizza outside the realms of Naples and...
Right, okay.
Yeah.
What's everyone's thoughts on sourdough? Like
Franco Manca. I do like Franco Manca pizza.
Franco Manco?
Franco Manca. Manca? Yeah. Franco Manca.
Franco Manca.
Sounds like we've slightly locked it a little bit. Franco Manca.
I do like Franco Manca's pizzas.
But sourdough. What about, do you remember when Pizza Hut did the old, the cheese in the crust thing? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, like a stuffed crust.
Stuffed crust, that's the one. I worked there, should I remember
a
that.
A hot dog stuffed
yes.
crust.
Yes, had like pepperoni. Yeah, no, yeah, it did have little chunks of... They'd gone kind of German with it, hadn't they? Because isn't that... Frankfurter, that must be German, surely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Yeah, but it's not... I don't think anyone from Naples would think that consider that to be heresy, wouldn't it, to pizza? Sausage in the crust.
Yeah, I don't think there's one person from Naples on the board of directors at Pizza Hut.
Which is a shame.
Or in any influential position at Pizza Hut.
Do you remember when they were Pasta Hut for a while?
No.
Yeah.
They became Pasta Hut and they actually changed their name on some of the actual like restaurants.
Yeah. So,
and they did pasta deliveries as well.
I missed that golden time. When was that?
Golden. I'm not sure golden is the right word.
What I want to know is why they associated a hut with pizza.
Yeah, that's true. Why did it call it? And obviously, because it was Hit the Hut, if you want to go to...
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to there. Should we Hit the Hut tonight?
Pizza Shack? I'm trying to think what else. Shack. Pizza House?
Pizza Restaurant?
Pizza House sounds like a new type of music, doesn't it?
I'm going out for some pizza. It sounds like a new subgenre of like
Italian
really
house.
Cool, nerdy music. Yeah. Emanating
DJ
from
Pepperoni, like the pioneer Pizza House.
Well,
Pizza
so
House.
When it became Pasta Hut, did they just stop selling pizza or something?
No, they also did pizza.
Well, it doesn't make sense then. Like, you'd be in there confused, like, oh.
Where am I?
What is this?
I was lied to.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. The place is called Pasta Hut, but this menu has pizza on it.
Well, I used to work at Pizza Hut and when I was at university, and my least favourite shift ever to do, and I hate everyone, if either of you have had this, and I probably hate both of you, was when the people would come in for the buffet during the day, because
that's
they
the only
would
reason you go to Pizza
that.
Hut. Exactly.
They are so messy, and if you had to do things like refill it, it was particularly the potato salad, because it was in these bags and it would just get everywhere all over your hands. You have to keep refilling stuff. People got there. Right, you know, you can go up as many times as you want to. You don't have to literally pile up, fling stuff all over everywhere. It was
such
a mess.
I would rinse that.
Yeah, people
it's
did
a
that.
Challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
any
exactly what it was.
Or you can eat buffet as a challenge.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was a challenge, not an invitation.
Did you ever go to Thorpe Park and the Pizza Hut there and just like... go crazy on the buffet.
Once when I went to Thorpe Park, because I don't know if it's still like this, but there's like three fast food places just in the same building next to each other. Yep. I think I had every major fast food brand's produce or product at one point when I went to Thorpe Park.
I would not sit next to you on any roller coaster after that.
No, I can hold my...
The only
thing I lost on the rides was my hat. I remember going on the runaway mine train, I think it was.
What?
We went down this kind of really steep drop and my hat blew off my head.
Aww.
Hadn't had a haircut for ages. I had a hat head. My mate just kept pointing at me and laughing.
I lost my hat at Winter Wonderland. It was my favourite hat. And I just looked around for
Did
it.
Did you have a hat head though?
Not really. I didn't have much hair at the time.
Yeah, that's the perfect time to lose your hat.
Yeah.
When you've got a crisp, quite fresh haircut.
Yeah.
I had gone about 6 weeks without a haircut before I lost my hat on this occasion. So you could see just every aspect
the imprint.
It was so embarrassing. Just thinking about it now makes me hot, because my mate just kept looking at me when we were in the queue. He would just look at me and just start laughing and pointing. And he would only do it if there were like, because we were in, it was the summer holidays, if there were like girls in the queue. He would always do it when there was like a group of girls next to us.
Well, I can imagine that when you come down the roller coaster or whatever it was and they take the photo, people screaming with that as well.
I didn't buy the I would have bought the key ring. I would have bought the fridge magnet, but I didn't buy none of that.
No photos.
Don't want to be reminded of that day at all, honestly.
I think they should have some classier restaurants or places. I went to Canada last year and I went to Niagara Falls on the Southern Canadian side. Like, you know, it's a beautiful wonder of the world. It's, it's spectacular. And all they have there, it looks like Blackpool behind it. All it's got is like a waxwork thing, a Wendy's, a McDonald's.
Isn't that sort of the waxwork museum like a really sort of problematic one? Isn't that the one where like the Beyonce waxwork that looks nothing like Beyonce?
Well, what they should do is make it more mysterious, and then rather than tell you, go, please tell me who you think this is, because it looks nothing like who it's supposed to. It could be like one of those.
So wait, did you go to the waxwork?
No, I walked past it. I was disgusted. I was like, what? And then they had a Ripley's Believe It or Not, and they had all those sort of amusement-y arcades.
That's what the waxwork should be. Believe it or not, this is Beyonce.
No.
Yeah, I choose not to believe.
Yeah, it just was really surprising that on one side you'd go, this is so beautiful. But apparently on the American side, it's not like that at all. Uh-huh. But just on the Canadian side, they've just gone fully
I thought Canadians were classy.
I thought they too. Well, they are for the most part. I don't know. Obviously, Niagara, they're like, you know, it's a money-making thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I was livid because I was... Obviously, as you'd expect, Niagara Falls was quite wet from then. It was raining. And the man, the tour guide, was like, go to Wendy's. They do the best jacket potato. And when I got there, they went, we don't even sell it. And I was like, what kind of tour guide's this?
Hey, what an idiot. They're not known for jacket potatoes, are they? Wendy's.
I know, that's what I thought. I trusted this man. No.
Went back and he was actually a waxwork. Such a shit waxwork. He spoke.
Imagine going to Wendy's being like, can I have your best jacket potato?
Yeah, I look like an idiot. I think he didn't like me, and he
made
me
do good tortellini. I heard. Like what?
Wendy's. You know.
Yeah, Wendy's.
I love Wendy's.
It was, you know, it was the burger I had was nice. I'm not gonna lie.
Was it the square one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, nah.
It's tasty.
You did something right out in Canada.
I know.
You made us proud.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good ambassador you are.
Yeah.
Did you do any naked speed dating while you were out in Canada?
I didn't have time. I was going to, but then I had to leave on the last day. Otherwise, I totally would have.
Well, the reason I ask is...
What a segue there. Yeah. What a segue.
The reason I ask is, for £20 an Eiffel from 7pm tonight, the Exhibit Pub in Balham is hosting Dash, which is a naked speed dating event inspired by Channel 4's Naked Attraction. Once inside, you'll be given a plush dressing gown to change into before being placed in a line. Then you'll step inside a chamber of nakedness and be asked to get your kit off and bare all to the opposite sex. And this is purely for heterosexuals. It's completely up to you how much you share, but the more confident types will probably be starkers. The event description says, we are operating a clothes optional policy for the more frivolous, so you can choose to bear all, or if you prefer, you can keep your underwear on.
How does that seems kind of unfair though. What, so like only one person like takes everything off and everyone else standing there with their clothes and
I thought you were going to say it's unfair that it's only for hairdressers.
Yeah, but no, that's true as well.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I don't understand why.
Yeah, you could definitely be clear about, right, okay, this is the dating.
Yeah, hey, I'm gay and I'd like to see you naked, and I'm hoping you're gay as well. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But gay people can be naked around heterosexuals. I'm just going to kick off about that, is it? Like, you can be in the same room together. I think that's going to be
fine. Get
them
away from me.
Weird. It is weird. I don't think that's for me. This is the naked speed dating. Would you?
No, not for me anyway. And
I'm gonna pass on that one.
Right. Yeah,
and I think they've got to look at the kind of attraction though.
That's the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where they...
I got caught surprised by that show. Not gonna lie.
Why? What do you mean?
Didn't know it was coming on. You know, everyone's when you look at the TV, go, oh, what's on tonight? Yeah. Like a big man, but
I bet you kept watching though.
Yeah, of course.
I've seen the knees.
I literally, on my life, right, the first time I ever saw it, I turned the TV on, and it was Channel 4, yeah. It happened to be the last channel I'd watched, so the TV turned on at that channel. The screen was going up, and there was just a vagina there.
Because that's what they start with that first, like before the face, right?
Yeah.
Who's looking? I'm sorry, but who is looking at either set of genitals and going, yeah, that's nice. I'd like to see more of them, please.
Yeah, of course you would.
My favourite bit is when they eliminate someone and then they have to do this like awkward like hug to like say goodbye.
Can't get too close.
Only one of them has like no clothes on, so it's like Steve with his like mac on and his like jeans is hugging like Brenda, who's just starkers. And it's like, goodbye, Brenda. It's
and you then I had to hug Brenda because she's naked.
So when you go to the speed date event, so yeah, you're right. So some people are in their underwear. But that's still a bit weird to be in your underwear. Hi, hello, I'm Michael. Hello, nice to meet you. Your pants. There's still a little bit, isn't it? I don't know. Would you?
I'm awkward in even normal situations, to be fair. When I first meet someone, I'm awkward in the most normal setting. So
how do you think you're awkward?
Just like, In my, I just feel really self-conscious, and you kind of, all at the same time as trying to decide whether you like the person on after the first impression, you're deciding whether you think they like you. Mm. You're like, how long are they going to talk to me for now that we've been introduced? Am I going to have to tell my life story now? Right. Are they going to ask me an awkward question? Are they going to ask me a really vague question? All this shit starts running through my head, so okay. I just get quite awkward.
You should imagine them naked. That might help.
Yeah, that's true. They say that, innit?
Do they?
They do say that. Yeah, especially, you know, when I think it's a thespian thing as well, yeah. isn't it? When yeah. you go out on stage or just public speaking. Yeah. Right. If you're nervous and you've got to speak to people en masse, yeah, you imagine them naked.
Okay.
In a place like this, it wouldn't work.
Literally, yeah. You imagine them with clothes on.
Yeah, more clothes on, lots of clothes on. But, well, Louis, would you say, like, you seem a very friendly person because, you know, you came in today, it's all hugs and, hey, very
I'm a hugger,
chatty.
Yeah.
And because, you know, obviously some people are a little bit more awkward, and then when they talk to you, it's kind of like, yeah, yeah. And until they get to know you, mm-hmm, and then it's mm-hmm. like a nice, there's a moment where you're like, okay, that's it, we've broken the ice. Mm-hmm. But didn't have that with you. You were immediately really just lovely, actually. Oh,
thank you.
No, I don't know.
I think I am quite anxious as well meeting some people, but yeah. everyone's in the same boat, aren't they? So I was trying to be as kind of loud and friendly as possible.
Yeah, true. Yeah. It's a good stance.
But do you ever have days where, I mean, probably you two more than me because of what you do for a living, it's you just feel like, I can't be bothered to meet new people today. You don't want to. Mm. And also when you meet new people and you feel like, I don't really want to. What do you do? Which is kind of an irritating question sometimes. And I always feel like when I ask, I'm like, I'm going to make something up.
Yeah.
Just tell them you've got a different name or something like that.
Yeah, I've told you before. I've said things before that I've done. Like I said I was Paul Weller's hairstylist. I said that.
Why Paul Weller?
I don't know. Just
first thing that pops into your mind sometimes.
To me, yeah. You just have to, on the spot. And you just feel like, I can't be bothered to be just tell you everything.
Cause then yeah. I'm going to be someone else today.
Just have a little break. Yeah. It's quite nice.
The worst is when someone asks you like what you do. Yeah. And kind of like, you're like, oh, okay. Like here we go, kind of.
Yeah. Because
if you say, I'm a singer, and they're like, oh, okay. Well, what do you
have
say?
Have I heard of you?
Like, yeah, exactly.
What do you do?
Oh, my God. That's the worst. That's the worst. Or they'll apologise if they hadn't heard of you. And you're like, now you've just made it awkward.
Yeah.
Because you didn't offend me.
I guess it's also awkward if they say that they do, but you can tell that they haven't. And so you're like, well, hold on a minute. Like, okay, tell me which song you like of mine, the best. All of them.
Or someone's like, oh, like my cousin like made a song the other day. Like, maybe you should let me hear my song.
I spent a taxi ride with a person who's now actually a friend of mine. But when we first met, they clearly thought I was someone else. We were going from Old Street to Stone Ewin in a taxi, and they were talking about music to me, my music. So I thought, all right, I get it now. You know, this person obviously does know what I do, and then she started talking about Chasing Status. And not Chasing Status, Foreign Beggars. So then I realised that she thought I was there's an MC, I can't remember his name, but he sort of performs a lot with Foreign Beggars. It was just as we were getting out of the taxi as well, and I just left it. I couldn't be bothered.
I had that once. I was in a club and there was this random group of people, and they came up to me and like they were taking an interest in me for some reason. So I was like, okay, I don't know who they think I am. And then one of them was like to me, how did you get like the trumpet sound in that song? I was like, in what song?
Amazing! And then amazing!
He was like, that trumpet sound. And I was like, what? Who do you think I am? What's the name of those
Rizzle Kicks.
That's so funny. These guys.
One of Rizzle Kicks, Harley, used to be a presenter on the show.
Oh, really?
That's the best thing about
it. Does Louis III remind me of?
Right, oh, of course.
And so, they asked me how I got the trumpet sound. Then they got a song called, like, Trumpets.
Down with the Trumpets. Yeah,
down with the Trumpets,
That is crazy. No, because now that you've mentioned it, I'll be like, oh, my God, you do similarity.
Stop it.
These are love. No, honestly, like, genuinely, you've got the same kind of endearing traits to your personality. Seriously.
Saved it there. You put it back. Thank you.
Seriously. We do miss Harley, actually.
We do miss Harley, but, you know, it's nice to have you here. There's a Harley too.
Absolutely.
I'm Harley 2 now.
I'm Louis III, a.k.a. Harley II.
I share a story with you and now I'm Harley 2.
We had a comedian come in on Mondays, I guess, called Jamali Maddox, who's brilliant. But he said that people come up to him quite a lot and think he's Ramesh Ranganathan.
Oh, wow.
And so he said, and they don't really look similar at all.
Yeah.
But he cares, like, no, I'm not. And they don't have it. So at some point, he's like, yeah, okay, whatever I am. Yeah. And just has to say, he just can't be bothered to be like, no, I'm definitely not. So it's a bit weird to have to say that I'm not a person. Because I don't know why I'd have to say that. I would just be odd. Like, you just
say, why would you have to kind of keep at it? Why would they not believe you?
Exactly. Yeah. So,
do you ever get anyone, Sarah Dabunda?
Oh, well, a lot of people just know me as Sarah Dabunda, so it's hard for me to, you know, have a disguise.
Like, aren't you that dance move, I know?
Yeah, exactly. And I go, okay, which is why I have to wear a wig a lot of the time and stuff.
So people don't recognise you.
Fake beard and that kind of stuff. And I go out.
Crawl around on all fours.
Exactly.
Like, oh, that's where I know you from.
Yeah, it does give it away somewhat when I'm doing the Dabunda. But yeah. Should we get into a little track?
Let's do it.
Lipstick, man, I wrote what I want, don't business. Certain man wanna move district when a mum's darker than me, let me sip. Nah, I'm not gonna stand for the disrespect when I should be getting raised up, but yet you wanna diss me, cause I have my skin set, man. Miss me with all your anti-dark detail. Let's be honest, your comments, they can't mean well. Meanwhile, you can handle that, we go. Oh, look, there's an angry black female. Let me keep calming them, but I'm warning them. Every time you bring us down, I'ma raise up all of them. Man, I rock what I want, don't business. City brothers giving their opinions, but I still beat my face and rock waist length braids and a waist train up for the fitness, or waist train up for the fitness, or waist train up for the pictures, cause whatever I do when I waist train up, I bet a waist bread is still gonna get zipped off. So I rock what I want, crept up the shoes, skin tight jeans might upset the youth. Hair just did or a headscarf, I give you the heads up, nobody got dressed up for you. Do you when you're leaving the house? Natural hair or weave on your scalp? Tell a man, listen, freak your opinion, it doesn't put money in your account.
I say something and you don't like the tone in it. I'm grown in it, I talk and I moan in it. Love my skin, feel at home in it. Love my hair, afro comb in it. Now it's someone with Edward Burns. Step out with natural hair, we start learning. Give me aggressivity with concern. Black woman time to talk, it's our turn. It's a whole other story. White girl and Jeff look black up on Maury. Keep our things are wrong, I'll make jewelry. Try fill us up with drugs that can't cure me. Equal rights and justice, they call me. Me no vote for you, Kip and Tory. Black woman talk, them always ignore it. Put in the guts but never get glory.
Wanna know why I'm angry? To come on them and hangry. Left black women abandoned with families. Now we run the kids on the blocks, still the athletes. Yeah, but I guess a little knee, put a link black skin with crack guns and dealers. Violence, crimes while we buy the sneakers and stop and search a standard procedure. Mad, how we made the media deceive us? Not one of them, could I make me a bleach off my cocoa butter skins off the meter? The self-hating things not for me, dog. I'm ready to assassinate anyone that exacerbates these tight costs to wipe out our accolade. Light skin, dark skin, you'll never see me battle shame. Pretty for a black girl? Don't get cut today.
I'm not in no industry mood. I leak down any industry dudes. I don't care about an industry. Feud. I go in another interview too. I eat cheeks like a bit of free food. Garbage, watch out the litter these chews. Bossy, and another sick of me too. You can't speak to them on my number 3-2. I'm a road gal, you and a road gal. 4-inch shape, no, it's not cute, gal. It's not cute, gal. Those just ain't no men take. Draw me out, but no stencil. Let them up the pack with no pencil. Hit the track, I'm not gentle. Whip it, baby, catch it, no rush.
You shouldn't be alarmed. Shake my hand if you can read my palm. Petting, do we know, tweet for tweet. You don't wanna go bar for bar. You don't wanna go piece for piece. My G, if you ever knew how much I charge for these shows, I'm getting mine. That was it, me used to wait in line. Getting bigger isn't always a win. Bigger problems, it's a different life. I start my day at some different times. To me, you're just some any guy. Best doubt, won't say it twice. Still offending when I'm being nice. My pen is moving to different heights. I take a chance and I roll a dice. Mommy told me I'm different, you. See me, they just ain't as real as you. I've taken all of the compliments, all of the love. Sit back and I build my suit. Puff, puff, can't draw my ting. Nah, today ain't in the mood. You're lucky I didn't finish you. And you're lucky to get an interview. That's the L-I-T-T-L-E Sims.
What do you know about power and numbers? Mental.
The DTB remix by Lioness featuring Queenie, Stur, Shiesty, Lady Leisha and Little Sims. Absolute monster tune with some absolute monster MCs. We've got our first guest in at the moment in the form of Mansoor Bello.
Yes, yes, that is I, that is I.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me. Loving the setup.
Yeah,
I might have to hand in an application trying to get a job.
To be perfectly honest, my first interview. Well, the reason I am a presenter on this station was through an interview.
Look at that.
Yeah. So again, it's been a show about shooting shots, isn't it?
Yeah, true. We're putting stuff out there today.
Absolutely. But so you come through. Tell us why you come through, and also it's unfortunate that you're flying solo today because you were meant to be accompanied
supposed
by.
To be, Juliana that was supposed to be with me. Yeah, childcare. Yeah, babies missing the breast and everything. So she had to quickly run back.
I hear that.
Right, because she did have a child. And I read something in December, so she's straight back. So it is a little baby as well.
So, you know, she had to do what she had to do.
Yeah. Well, tell us, you're going to have to kind of hold it down on your own, didn't you?
Solo artist today. Mm. Yeah, so basically, I'm from Yanga.
Yep.
Yanga's a fresh new channel on Sky, channel 293.
Right.
I'm a presenter on there. Juliana's a presenter on there. Mm-hmm. We have various presenters. I have a show called Number Six, which is all about comedy.
Yep.
We go down to the secret comedy club, talk to comedians, a bit of banter, take the piss out of them. You know, comedians are the hardest people to try and get a laugh out of. They make other people laugh, but try and get them a bit as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's me, Number Six, Yanga TV.
Right. And tell us about some of your favourite moments, some of your favourite comedians that you've met, if you can, because I'm sure a lot of people won't have seen the shows yet.
Yeah, it's actually aired. There's two episodes that are out now.
Uh-huh.
It's every Friday, 9:30 p.m.
Yep.
So yeah, if you ever get time, check it out.
Absolutely.
If you can't, just record it on the set-top box.
Yeah,
some of the best moments, I think the host Kane Brown. There was a time where you know, someone tried to heckle him in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And he just turned around and he just said, excuse me, young man, you remind me of my son. And there's a bit of banter going forth, and then he just said to him, you know what, fuck this, man, let's just go outside. So he went from comedy show to like almost heading into MMA. So it was a bit funny.
People got their money's worth, Dan.
Yeah. Trust me, I was like, whoa.
And what was the thing that attracted you to stand up comedy? Have you had this aspirations to be a stand up comedian yourself, or are you just someone that loves comedy, loves to laugh?
Yeah, I just like to laugh, and I just thought, for me, I'm a person, I don't take myself too serious. I just want to do something that's funny. I can just go have a bit of banter, and I'm not really an auto-cue kind of guy where I'm like, hi, welcome to da da da. I just like to just be myself. So it was very flexible.
Yeah. And you know, what are the plans for the station itself, for the channel itself, Yanga?
Yes. So after watching Black Panther, we're very inspired to, you know,
Wakanda forever
and just push the whole ethos off African and black entertainment. Simply, I say it's BET but for Africans. Is something that has everything from entertainment, education, something that's informative and generally brings the community together, but it's got quality as well.
Mm. It's such good timing though with Black Panther, because it feels like so culturally not relevant but necessary as well.
Totally.
And like, is that just a complete chance, or do you think?
I think it was by luck we struck it by there. But I think people coming together and you're actually seeing the community come in. We've got like a kid show where they teach kids how to speak different dialects from African countries, from Yoruba. They go teach them how to speak like Congolese language, Ghanaian, Tri. So it's good. There's shows about cooking. We've got another show called Noni, which Judana presents, which is the real, but it's got like an African touch.
Mm-hmm.
So they talk about, you know, fashion, things happening in the community. And then there's a show called Turn Up, which is more youthful, where they talk to Afrobeat artists, Afro swing, go out and about, do a few vox pop. So it's trying to cover all aspects.
Okay.
It's still early days, but definitely it's one to watch.
What Afrobeat artists do you think at the moment?
Well, you know what? A lot of Afrobeat artists have now gone mainstream, so they're Afro swing artists. But for me, it would have to be Jay Huss.
Yeah.
Simply because I think he's so versatile. Yes. He can do bashment, he can do Afrobeat, he can do a pop song.
Yeah.
And yeah, he can perform.
And he's taken it to another level. He's fully managed to cross over with Brit nominations. And yeah, no, that's a very good choice. I think he'd definitely be my favourite as well. The what he's done for the culture.
Yeah, definitely.
He's brilliant.
Well, your background is in social media, really, isn't it? Like, from your YouTube channel that became...
Yeah, I had a YouTube channel called Afrobeat360.
Right.
It was three of my friends. So what we used to do, we just used to go to events, cover the events, go and speak to the Afrobeat artists when they come over, the WizKids, Tiwa Savage, Ice Prince, and try and get interviews with them. But we tried to do things different rather than sit down and, hi, how are you? Welcome to the country. We'll take them on like cable cars, go-karting, snooker, do shots. So that's how it built up, and then from there I found myself on Yanga.
Right, okay. So I've been described as an online sensation.
Nah, I paid the person to. I was like, listen, give me a bit of vim. Yeah, I paid him to say that.
And what's your favourite experience with an Afrobeat artist? It sounds like you've had some fun with them, like, you know, go-karting, cable cars.
Who did you do shots with?
I done shots with a woman called Shay Shay.
Okay.
But it was kind of pointless because she had a boyfriend, so when she was tipsy. But the best moment was Tiwa Savage, and it's not my fault. She was about to get married, took her on the cable car, had a bag full of yam, plantain, like Scotch bonnet, tried to give her diary and convince her to
to marry
me. Yeah, to marry me. Had a nice Tiffany & Co. ring, opened it, had a Haribo ring inside there. She didn't accept it. But a little birdie tells me she's getting a divorce. That's not my fault.
You know what? But Tiwa, if you are
listening right now and you need that shoulder to cry on, I'm here.
Yams as well. Yam diary.
All you can eat yam.
All you can eat yam. All that. Where are you from?
My parents are Nigerian.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm half St. Lucian.
St. Lucian. Caribbean, smart island.
Yeah. I'm from Surrey. That's where I'm from. Yeah. That's not as interesting. No, I have some Italian heritage, actually. But you can't really see it.
Oh, well, you know, you are part Nigerian as well.
Oh, yeah, there is that, yeah.
You've been wrong with me for enough.
Right, because I often do say that I'm from Kingston, but it is in Jamaica. I just don't like to brag about it.
But thank you so much, Mansoor,
thank you for
coming in. And before you go, let people know exactly, once again, how they can watch the channel, what to expect from it.
So the channel is Yanga on Sky Channel 293. The social media handles are Yanga_TV, and the same for Twitter, Instagram, and catch my show number 6 every Friday at 9:30 p.m.
Thank you so much once again, bro.
Thank you.
Let's get into a song, shall we?
Yeah.
We got just over and under an hour left. Radio, and that was Hermosa with Henry Crinkle.
That's the name of the artist.
What a name.
Hermosa, a
makes me feel hungry. Hermosa. No, Samosa.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Or thirsty for a mimosa.
Oh, that would be nice actually right now.
Yeah, just let's take a second to think about mimosas.
Cool.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Cool. A court has told a healthy man that he is, like, he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty simple as that. Constantine Reliu, 63, had the shock of his life when he was told that he was dead. His wife had registered his death in 2016 after he didn't return to Romania from Turkey, where he had worked as a chef for more than 20 years. He has since been living a nightmare of trying to prove to the authorities that he is alive. He faced a major setback when a court in the northeastern city of Vaslui refused to overturn his death certificate because his request was filed too late. Wouldn't any time be fine to kind of...
I don't know how it can be too late when you're still alive.
Yeah.
That should be only too late when you are dead.
Actually dead.
Yeah, I don't know.
The court said the decision is final. Reliu said, "I am a living ghost. I am officially dead, although I am alive. I have no income, and because I'm listed as dead, I can't do anything." Reliu explained that he first went to work in Turkey in 1992 and returned in 1995 to the first big shock of his marriage. His wife had cheated on him. In 1999, he decided to return to Turkey for good. Last December, Turkish authorities detained him over expired papers and deported him to Romania in January. Upon landing at Bucharest Airport, he was informed by border officials that he'd been officially declared dead and underwent 6 hours of questioning and tests. It's a lot of questioning and
it
tests
for a dead
guy.
It just gets worse and worse for this guy, doesn't it? Can't catch a break.
They measured the distance between his eyes to see if it corresponded to an old passport photograph. They asked him questions about his hometown and checked his fingerprints. But authorities in his hometown of Balad were less convinced. He spent weeks trying to persuade them to issue him papers that he officially existed. So that he officially existed. Reliu said he would like to file a fresh lawsuit but has no money. He also said he's been banned for life from returning to Turkey, but would like to write to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to appeal the decision.
Seems a little odd that, you know, measuring the distance from the eyes, just look at a photograph and then look at the person that's there. And if that looks similar.
Does it look like him, though?
I don't know why you need to measure the eyes.
I thought that was the whole point of photographs.
Right.
For real. But maybe he could have found someone that he looked convincingly enough like and got their passport, I suppose. But it's just... having to prove that you're not dead must be the most soul-destroying, if you'll forgive the pun, laborious task that you can ever do. Because it's just showing up should be enough.
Right, you think so. Well, obviously, a lot of celebrity death, someone puts on Twitter or something, now this person's died, but a lot of celebrities have to come on Twitter and go, "Oh, actually, no, I'm not dead."
Yeah.
And that must be kind of horrible to look at and see you're trending. You're like, "Oh, brilliant, what have I done?" Like, "Oh, I'm dead."
Yeah.
What?
That's seeing what everyone says about you, and then you're like, "Actually, I'm still alive."
Yeah.
Like,
God, yeah.
Yeah, if it's more than 50% bad, I'm staying dead.
Basically. Yeah, I'm not coming back from this. Yeah.
You see if you're missed or not. Like,
absolutely.
You know when like artists go off the grid for a bit, and because they're trying to like get a bit of hype up, they should just like try and get themselves declared dead.
Fake their death.
And then like people buy their records and they come back, they're like, "I'm alive," and
it's like great. Work for Tupac.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Work to Jesus.
Controversial.
Work to Jesus.
We talked about that the other week. Michael doesn't. He didn't say he thinks he is, but he's not sure that he definitely is dead.
Tupac
I don't know.
Tupac.
I genuinely don't know. I believe. I believe Biggie's dead, but I don't know whether I believe that Pac is dead.
And what's the basis for that?
Because of all the conspiracy theories, and because I never saw like a funeral or anything, just like, you know, like with Biggie. Yeah. And
he likes to see a funeral of the celebrity, because
he knew Tupac personally.
I think for me, it's a good indicator as to someone's mortality, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you don't see a funeral of a high profile, and there's no evidence of one as well, it's not like I expected to be invited or I expected it to be on the front cover of like Vibe magazine or The Source. I just would like to Google it one day,
right.
Tupac's funeral, and see some pictures.
Has his mum spoken about his death?
That's the first thing your mum's gonna do if you're close with your mum. You're not gonna be like, "Mum, like..." Well, in fact, you're probably going to tell your mum, "Mum, I'm about to fake my death. Try not to do any interviews where you told them that you just washed my socks." Do you know what I mean? Or that, like, you know, I've come round for dinner. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you just got to follow the money. Where's the royalty checks going to?
Say again?
He's got to follow the money. Where are the royalty checks going to?
They go to her.
They go to his estate, innit?
They go to his estate. Would they not go to her?
Maybe the mum's.
Yeah, she's probably. She would run his estate, yeah.
Right. And so what? So she's cashing the checks and giving it back to him. He's still making money, presumably.
Yeah. So his mum's giving him pocket money again. It's mad, isn't
yeah.
it? It's crazy how life works out.
Do you not think he'd be like, at this point, like, I think it's time for me to come clean and come out because I want to work with some of these new artists around or to make.
But then look
stuff.
At look how many Tupac probably worked with more artists yeah, after right. he died.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Elton John track.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Biggie. Yeah. Like if he did a track with Biggie
really?
While he was well after death, yeah.
And he was did like his estate allow that or
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That's the one with Elton John on it, isn't it?
Yeah, because no one
Dying to Live.
A Ghetto Gospel's
the one. Oh no, yeah, that's not
Elton John.
Yeah. But Dying to Live. I'm pretty sure that's got an Elton John song.
That sounds too ironic. Dying to Live with Biggie and Tupac.
It's meant to be ironic, but I think it's kind of like there's more levels than that even, and I think he's alive.
That he's still got. I mean, like, you know, Prince, when he died, was reported that he's got albums worth of material that's never been released. Yeah. So he can be releasing stuff for another 30 years or something. There's like, can be that when people die kind of unexpectedly, maybe, and they're
and
working
holograms
stuff.
As well.
Yeah.
Well, there's that, yeah.
I think Pac's going to slip up one day because there's like.
You've thought about this so
yeah,
much.
I think you'll slip up one day.
How?
I genuinely, on a song, you know, rappers love to say what year it is on songs.
He'll mention an artist. You're like, you can't have heard of that artist.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
Like, he'll say about Kendrick or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Mention Gucci Gang or something. Yeah. He'll tell you how much he hates Gucci Gang. And you'll be like, but wait.
And then he has to come out and do a like, yeah, fooled you guys.
I was dead all that time.
He should do it and when if it does happen, but I do think he's dead. But if it did happen, that they would be like a hologram tour, but really he'd be hologram. Then he'd be like, surprise, it's me.
Yeah, it's not even a hologram.
He like, actually pops out from behind the stage.
Maybe Coachella, he wasn't even the hologram.
It was just him.
He was just Pac.
No one knows. They actually saw a new gig.
If that was him, then it's a bit stiff, I'd say, though.
Right.
So yeah, but he had to be. He probably went to like, he probably did years and years
training.
Of choreography to learn. But just think about it. This is the greatest trick any entertainer has ever pulled. Yeah, you're not going to want to slip up by the fact that you don't look like a convincing enough hologram. So you got to get the lighting right. They probably had like a, you know, a very bright light. Just kind of under him at all times.
Yeah.
And then you do this really kind of stiff dance.
Jesus was actually a rapper, you know. He was just a rapper.
This is what I mean.
Those
100%.
3 days he worked on the Faris mixtape and then...
Jesus has sold more copies than anyone else. We all know Jesus' story.
Well, what a weird job for a choreographer to come in. Right, so you have to make me look like I'm a hologram on stage. You'd be like, why can't you just... dance why can't you
no time to explain no time to explain speak to my mum
all I need you to do is make me look like I'm not alive and I'm a hologram on stage
I want to look like a hologram version of me about convincing. I don't want people to think it's really me but you get me right
but we thought there was a story the other week about he was supposedly spotted, I can't remember where now, but he had very animated hands. Very excited hands.
In Somalia.
Was it Somalia?
He was
in
Tupac's hands.
Who was it? It was another member of, I think it was Gaddafi. Gaddafi.
Oh, okay.
I think basically
they're friends now. Gaddafi and Tupac, they're just hanging out in their kind of like fake death afterlife.
Tupac. I can't even explain it. Tupac had a crew called the Outlaws, and one of the members was called Gaddafi, and I'm pretty sure that was the member that was also murdered after Tupac's death.
Mm.
And someone said that they sighted them in Somalia driving a car and waving.
Yeah, just waving at people. Why? I'm really excited waving.
Somalia, of all the places.
Well, you know.
That's the place no one would look, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the last place anyone would look for Tupac.
It's true, yeah. If he was here, we'd be looking.
Exactly.
We'd be looking out, we'd be spotted.
Everyone's looking in Compton and Crenshaw, and you know what I mean? Everywhere in LA. He's been in Somalia all this time.
Remember when Tupac went out with Madonna for a bit?
Did he? Well, I don't, but I heard he did.
Yeah. And then... they broke up because she published a letter or something and just saying that it was kind of too high profile, really, for him.
The relationship.
Yeah. Really? Dating her. But I mean, like, you could get much more famous than Madonna, really. Yeah, like,
I wouldn't put them together, Madonna and Tupac.
No. She doesn't really have a type of guy, I think. She's dated, you know, like...
dated everyone from Black Jesus to Tupac.
To Guy Ritchie
Black Jesus to Guy Ritchie.
Sean Penn, she was married to for a bit. She's had a lot of I mean, what was the sex?
Dennis Rodman.
Vanilla Ice.
Really?
She did a book called Sex, probably 20 years ago now.
What was the book about?
It is people being naked. There's Naomi Campbell in the book. There's Vanilla Ice. There's Big Daddy Kane. There's her. There's some other people. And obviously it was weird because Madonna was attracting a teen audience, and then everyone's fully naked in this book. I don't know how she got some of them to convince them to do it.
She's always been the most controversial, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Everything she's done. I also thought that, you know, since we're kind of speaking about conspiracy theories, I also thought that the little accident she had at the Brits on stage a couple of years ago.
No, that was too... I won't believe that.
That was staged as...
You don't think that was staged?
No. Tupac pulled that thing. No. It was Tupac that pulled her off the stage. She set it up. Because no one would suspect Tupac, because Tupac's already dead.
Right, okay. You don't think it was staged?
No, that just the look on her face.
Do you think that was genuine?
The look on her face looked like she did not expect to be, like, tugged down those steps.
That was bait.
Well, could it be she was like, I'm going to make headlines tomorrow? I don't know.
Tomorrow? Do you know what the first headline on the news was that followed the fucking Brits?
What?
Madonna. It was about Madonna.
Have you ever seen...
Who won that year? I don't know. I know Madonna fell down some stairs.
Exactly.
What's the James Bond movie where she's in it?
Die Another Day, isn't
that? Yeah. She can't act, though, so... You know that had to have been real because...
But she can do stunts, though.
It's like maybe she's a good stuntman.
Yeah, she learned parkour, didn't she?
To like convincingly pretend to...
You think she can't act from all the films she's been in, but actually she's such a good... She's just bluffing you into thinking. But when she can act, when she's pulled down the stairs, that's her real acting. Yeah. Never mind Evita.
She's been playing the long game since back in the day.
First lesson in Tupac and Madonna's School of Acting, you know? Act like you can't really act. Act like it's not really you, but really is. You know? It's quite complicated. Mm.
She did look... I did imagine her, though, getting off that stage and just kind of saying to somebody like that, well, so I was thinking someone's fired for that, obviously, if the cape not coming off. She might fire the designer from his own clothing range.
But also, wouldn't that, there was actually a lyric as she fell, which was like, I fell on my face.
Something like that, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now you're thinking it might have been a little bit set up.
Timing is everything, man. Right. I think it was a set up.
This has become some weird, like, conspiracy radio show now.
I know, suddenly we're exploring the conspiracy.
Next, the moon landing.
Because she's kissed Britney on the mouth, isn't she?
And Christina.
And Drake.
Oh, yeah, then he didn't look like he denied it afterwards, but when she did that, his face, you know, when you want to just wipe your lips,
it looked like, you know, when you give a baby a lemon and you see the baby's face, that's what Drake's face looked like.
That's how I look when I kiss. That's my kiss face.
After a while, you run out of publicity stunts, didn't you?
I guess. The only thing next to do is fake
her own death.
That's pretty fine.
That's Madonna's next frontier. But she's the type of nutter that will come back the next day. Do you know what I mean? Just drop an album.
Mm. Yeah. That's...
And say she came back to life.
I'd believe it. I do love a bit of Madonna.
I do love Madonna. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm going to put that out there for Let's All Work With Madonna. I'll be her new dancer on stage. And you can
teach
her
the Led the Bunda.
Oh, yeah, she probably knows really the Bunda. She probably taught me.
Probably changed the name, Sarah the Madonna.
Yeah, exactly.
Madonna the Bunda.
It would be a Madonna.
Madonna the Bunda is a good name. I like
that's
it.
True.
That is actually. Like Isa Bonita, Madonna the Bunda.
It's funny because her son's name's David Banda.
Yeah, and is that like a hyphen? Because he's always never called David, he's always called David Banda. So is that his middle name? Like,
no, I think it's his, I'm pretty sure Banda is his surname.
He's always called David Banda,
I know.
Though. Never
I think
just
it's
David.
So that you know which David they're on about.
Right, okay. So, what's it? The daughter's called Lord, isn't she?
Yeah.
And then there's Rocco, but it's not Rocco Ritchie all the time, it's just Rocco.
Yeah.
David Banda. And now she's moved to Portugal.
Has she?
Yeah, she lives in Lisbon now, I believe. I saw that on her Instagram that she's moved over there.
That's quite a random place.
For Madonna.
Disrespect any Lisbon.
No, I'm sure. Portugal's beautiful, but you never hear about some mega stars moving there.
Michael Fassbender's moved there as well with his wife. Is it Alicia Vikander?
Really?
Yeah, apparently she had an interview said that she was enjoying living in London, and he was like, Brexit. And then was like, I love it, but I've got friends in Lisbon. Now they've moved there.
Is she the one in Deus Ex Machina? No, wait.
Yeah,
she
Ex
is.
Machina.
Ex Machina. Yeah.
Yeah, that's her, and she's in Tomb Raider at the moment.
Ah,
but she's good.
The Portuguese weekly Visual reported Madonna is no longer a tourist. She now lives in Lisbon.
Yes.
A bit dramatic.
Madonna is no longer a tourist. She now lives in Lisbon.
I thought it was like no longer a tourist. They kicked her out. But then now lives here.
Don't let her make you take photos of her anymore in front of all these in front of all these monuments. She's not a tourist.
I'm sure.
Do not treat her as such. Make her pay.
Go up to her and speak to her as you would do with any other resident here. For she loves that because she is not a tourist. He won't like that at all. But I imagine they love it if you're her neighbour, just having the paps there all the time now.
Mm. Yeah.
Although she's not living in a little flat, is she? Somewhere in the middle of Lisbon, she's going to have a nice house. Well, she's got a lot of kids, isn't she?
Another PR stunt, she could just have moved into like a Portuguese council flat.
That
like a two-bedroom thing. She shares with David Banda, and then Rocco and Lords get their own room.
Right, if that isn't made into a reality series, I don't know what.
Madonna in Lisbon.
A council flat in Lisbon.
Like the Kardashians, flat in Lisbon. But it's just Madonna living the life of like a...
She gets a budget, yeah. She gets an £80 budget.
Right. Channel 5 would pick it up.
Absolutely.
For sure, yeah. Mm. I think most channels would be onto that, yeah. Mm. Let's go to a song and then we will get our next guest.
Yes, we got Ezekiel coming in after
this. We stayed up all night watching a comedy show. Dead Edge whiskey and hydro. Good Lord, what a nice conversation. I'm too flawed to get anywhere safely. You know I talk about you highly. I'm fascinated for the time being. We can laugh until the morning. We can dance in the hallway. Only one more night in Los Angeles. I really thought that I can handle it. But the funny thing is, I was holding back tears. I didn't think this day would happen. I'd give all this up for a chance at it. You would've thought I'd be the man for this. But the funny thing is, we can never stay here. I think this day would happen. I'ma ride it till it's over. I'ma ride it till it's over. And find another life to imitate. It's important that we make the best of short time. You can never be my one and only anyway. Say, can't a young man dream? Can't we all live the life on the widescreen? What's the point? Yeah. Yeah, we had fun if only for the time being. But I'm about it till it's over.
Radio, that was Till It's Over by Anderson .Paak. I went to see, you know, we were talking at the top of the show about what we did.
You said, right? Anderson .Paak.
Park. Yeah. Is it Pack?
There was no R in there.
Well, no, but there's two A's though, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
So I thought maybe it was just kind of elongated.
Like Park. Or
yeah, Anderson .Paak. Like
Park. I think it's Pack.
Is it just Pack?
Well, I don't know now. I'm confused.
Good. That was the whole point.
What were we saying at the top of the show?
Now, at the top of the show, we were talking about what we did recently.
Sure.
And I completely forgot to mention that I went to see Anderson .Paak. on, what day was it? I think Monday.
Okay.
At Brixton Academy. Dr. Dre presented him, and Dr. Dre performed three songs.
Wow.
Never thought I'd see the day when Dre performed.
I knew he was in town because I saw him in a suit at a press conference. I was like, okay. But
means business.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Must be selling something.
Exactly. Someone else that means business. Is
absolutely means business is our last guest of the day, but not least. It's Ezekiel.
Thank you.
We always give people a spirited round of applause, man.
That's nice.
It's been we met years and years ago, man.
Yeah.
Like literally years ago, and it's been an amazing sort of journey for you.
Yeah.
Since it, especially in the last kind of couple of years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You've been like smashing it in the sort of specialist and tastemaker realm. I've seen and traveling all over and very, very much hyped, and it's beautiful music, I have to say as well. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
You've got something coming up in May.
Yeah, I've got an album coming out. Yeah,
and a live show.
Yes, I've got a live show. Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And tell us about the live show first. What can people expect? Is it the St. Pancras Church?
Yeah, and what they can expect. Lots of reverb, echoes.
I was going to say, it must be the perfect place. It must be the perfect setting for your music, because it is very ambient and atmospheric. And,
and spiritual as well. Yeah.
What's your setup like on stage? Is it?
Reverb pedal. I've got a bass player. I've got a drummer. I've got a guitarist. It's a band, you know. And I've got a BVs. You know, try to have like a party on the stage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you sort of handpick the venue, or was it kind of presented to you as a sort of viable option? And
I mean, I said I would like to play in a church, and that was.
Of course, yeah. Mm. Oh, so to some degree, yeah, you might as well say you did, to be honest. Yeah. Want to play in the church?
Yeah.
Get into playing the church,
yeah,
man.
So I take credit, yeah.
Yeah, do it, mate. Mm-hmm. I've seen one gig. We saw Jimmy Charles Moody. I saw Jimmy Charles Moody playing there about a year ago or 2 years ago. Really, really, really good venue that.
Wow.
I love it. And so then that's followed by a release in May.
Yes, an album, yeah.
Oh, full-length album?
Yeah, on May the 11th. Our Father.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And that title is obviously inspired by religion.
No, it's inspired, I'm a young father myself.
Ah!
Yeah, so I'm a dad of two beautiful daughters. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, this album kind of like tells my story. Like, it's a young like black father. And I'm releasing the album in three chapters. So the first chapter was family, the second is mental health, and the last chapter is youth.
Yes.
So
you are our father.
I am our father. Yeah. Yes, I am.
do you kind of have, you mentioned spirituality.
Yeah.
Do you kind of link that with religion at all, or would you say you're just a spiritual person?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
What about you? What about you?
I am. No, I'm. I believe in more. Yeah, more in sort of spirituality and more in like the universe as being a creator of things and the sort of the transfer of energy rather than any kind of deity that points at people and go, it's your time to die and you know, you're gonna have a good life and you're not, blah blah blah.
You must have made it. I've learned that when people make it, they start saying God is a universe.
But I've been having some meetings recently. But let's get into one of the tunes, because you know I'm sure Louis's dying to hear some stuff, man.
The new one, Hollow, is sick. It's so good. I listened to it. It's like good. I'm a big fan.
Oh, we've got a fan already.
Yeah, we just fan it. Yes. Let's play Hollow first, then. Okay. Mm. Yeah.
I'm so cold, I'm so cold. That big hole where my heart used to be is filled with pain.
Yeah.
I'm riding so low. I've turned all of my friends to my foes. Is this the end? Close to comfort, and your light's the fatal. Is this the curse of all this wealth? I'm so low. This ain't how it used to be. So I smoke my smoke, and I drink my drink, and I party 6 to 7 days a week. I'm high and low. the sex, drugs, and violence.
The sun don't even shine no more. You learn the same things because of me. Oh, honestly, baby, no clouds. This be the life for the young, makes you famous.
Love's too close to comfort. And your light's too far to hold. Is this a curse of all this wealth? I'm so low. This ain't how it used to be. So I smoke my smoke, and I drink my drink, and I party 6 to 7 days a week. I'm high and low, high and low, high and low. I'm high and low. Less of money I got, less of women I'm seeing. But when I'm all alone, I cry myself to sleep. I'm high and low, high and low, high and low. Drugs, lust, and sadness. It's a bad mixture in my mind. But I did it all to get away from madness. Lord, that can't be a crime.
What?
Funny, Lord, it's bad habits. Is this a curse of all this wealth? I'm so low.
I'm so low.
Ezekiel, and he joins us in the studio right now, and it's nice when you find out that people are aware of people's work before, you know, they've even met.
Yeah,
you know?
I was just saying to Ezekiel that I read that Prince was a fan of yours. And
I don't know if he's a fan, but he tweeted my music. That's good. He liked it.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Would be my banner. That tweet would just be my banner on Twitter, or it would just be in my bio.
You'd meet people Prince, and be like, Prince likes my track.
Prince tweeted about this. You downplay a lot of things.
Your
vibe.
Yeah, so that's my vibe.
Well, you 2017 was good for you.
Why was it good?
the Gorillaz might say so.
It was good.
How did that sort of that kind of connection come about?
So I worked with Massive Attack. And I was on the titled track for the EP, and I think Damon Albarn heard it, and he invited me to the studio, and I did some tracks with them, and that's how it kind of happened.
Amazing.
What was it like writing with them?
Damon Albarn's he's a character, man. Mm. He's got a lot of energy, and I learned quite a bit from him. Well, not that I didn't take in all of his advice, but he said he tries to go to the studio from 9 to 5. But he does that every day. So, but yeah, I can't do that.
What time are you usually hit studio? I'm more 1 PM or something.
I'm more nocturnal. Where 1 AM.
I used to be very, very nocturnal when I first started to go studio a lot, but the kind of 9 to 5, because a lot of the time it's the constraints of the type of environment you're in, and the type of studios I'm in now are daytime studios, which can prove annoying, but then Damon's got a point in that those are your brain, it seems like those are the most sort of productive
that's what he was saying to me.
And the rest of the world is tuning into those hours as well, so maybe isolating yourself is good in a way, but you want to be able to have time where you're not working and other people aren't as well.
For real. But clearly being nocturnal works for you.
It's worked so far. It's dope, man.
And how you're wearing a very fetching jumper at the moment.
Yes, I am.
Yes. From Japan, right?
Yeah.
And are you looking to take the tour of the album as far as that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Have you got sort of tour dates in mind or sort of tour destinations in mind?
Yeah, I'd love to go to Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could ever happen. For other reasons, obviously, Japan would be lovely. Asia would be lovely. I've had the pleasure to to tour quite a bit with Massive Attack.
Yeah,
so I've got to go and see. Because before I met Massive Attack, I hadn't left the country. I don't think.
Okay.
I had to America a couple of times, but I got to go and see so much of the world with them. So it was amazing.
When was that? When did that start happening with Massive Attack?
Late 2016, and throughout 2017. Mm-hmm. It's been cool. Yeah, got to go and travel, see all of Europe and stuff. So it's good.
These good names, man. Massive Attack, Prince, Gorillaz.
Yeah. In at the top.
It's amazing.
You're a joker. Yeah.
Flashy jumpers from Japan. I know, right? And you're telling me that I've made it.
I said to you before that it's a really lovely jumper. And what's really good is that, as with all guests here, when they leave, they do leave an item of clothing for us.
Yeah. It's funny you should say that. Yeah. So we're piloting that scheme.
So just leave the jumper on the side, and that's
no doubt.
There's an offerings box that you there's a collection. It's like church. Basically, yeah. We're just getting you the for tomorrow's gig. So there's a collection plate that you can kind of leave your jumper on as you get out of it. But no, I'm only joking. But before you go, we're going to play another song, aren't we?
No, we're going to play Pyramids and Starships.
Yes, at the end of this interview. But before you do leave, man, let people know exactly where they can find you.
Yeah.
Let them know when the new music is coming out. Let them know. Are there tickets available for tomorrow?
No. No, they sold out. Yeah.
Okay, that one's
don't
out of the picture.
Don't come to that.
But yeah, give people the rundown and exactly how they can find out more about Ezekiel.
Yeah, follow me on socials at Ezekiel, like on all social platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, if you still use Facebook. I'm doing more shows, definitely in London. This should be announced soon. I'm putting out more music. So this is the second chapter I'm on like mental health. Then the last one will be Youth. So yeah, I'm putting out the music, and the album comes out early May. So yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you so much once again for
coming through. Thank you, guys.
And
we've
been supporting your music for a bit. We will continue to do so.
Thank you.
Fucking large.
Nice one.
That was Ezekiel, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh. Thank you.
Right. Well, let's get into a song. Mm-hmm. And then when we get back, maybe just one more story?
Sure, why not?
Let's do it. It's Fubar Radio.
Like to be in the four walls of my mind, searching in corners to see what I can find. Assembling all the memories I found, maybe I can use some of this to help me ride. I had a dream that someone was drowning. Found out that someone was me. I'm not crazy, but anytime I try to search deeper, it hurts inside. I don't think I'm crazy, but anytime I try to search deeper, it hurts inside. Starships, all things like that. This mystery ain't surface. Christ, where's the purpose? If I can't use none of this to buy, this feeling's got me cold. This fiend's got me hopeless. I had a dream that someone was drowning. Took a closer look and found out that someone was me.
inside. I ain't even been to work in ages. It's true. Everybody got me thinking I'm crazy.
Radio. We've just said goodbye to Ezekiel. It was good to see him after meeting him first about a decade ago, right. Honestly. Like it was really good to see his recent trajectory, and he's just been fucking killing it, you know. His name was on Prince's lips, you know, before the late great passed
him.
Away.
He tweeted about him.
I'm sure he must have said his name before he tweeted. Ezekiel. I like that name. And then just typed it out, you know. Yeah. I say my tweets sometimes out loud before I write them down.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you ever sent a tweet and then gone like, because I know you're a stickler and I get a bit annoyed about the wrong spelling of it, or like grammar.
Oh
like,
my
oh,
God, it's don't get me started.
It's horrible.
Right, when you sent it, you're like, no! Yeah.
Don't get me started. Especially when the tweet gets attention.
Right, so you can't just delete it and slip it out. Yeah. It has to stay there. It's annoying, isn't it?
I always think myself out of my tweet, so I write something and I'd be like, nah, that's lame, and I'd delete sentences, and then I'd be like,
my drafts are too lame.
I'd love to look at both your Twitter drafts.
I start so bold and then I'm like, nah.
Most of my drafts at the moment are actually just photos.
Oh, okay.
Just like really random photos that I was going to talk about, but I just didn't. Wow. Anyway, a dating site exclusively for Kanye West fans is about to launch. A new dating site aimed at Kanye West fanatics looks set to launch, helping his fans find fellow Yeezy stans near them. So I've got a lollipop in my mouth. I don't know if I sound funny to anyone.
Oh, it doesn't say, yeah.
You love a sweet and doing a...
I'm masking it well.
No, I didn't. I couldn't tell good. Until you said...
The site is called Yeezy Dating and is due to launch in late March, early April. Those interested can sign up via email for early access to the service. The creators describe it as a dating site for fans of the genius Mr. West, warning Taylor Swift fans are banned from this website. Everyone's really pushing this like non-inclusive envelope, aren't they? First, you've got like a kind of dating game where you can be naked, but no gays allowed. Right. And then you've got an app where no Taylor Swift fans
allowed.
You can
like Taylor and Kanye.
Would you want to date a Taylor Swift fan though?
That's a good point.
I don't know what they're like. What
like a proper Taylor Swift fan.
But I don't know if I'd want to date a Yeezy stan either.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
You don't have the answers. You don't have the answers.
Every minute. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think I could. I couldn't date any stan.
Nah.
You know? The man behind the venture, Harry Dry.
Good name.
Explained
that's that, made up, isn't it? Harry Dry, what?
I wouldn't be surprised if that was actually his real name. Maybe it's Harry Dree. Dry?
Yeah, could be anything now. We're saying things wrong. Harry
Harry Park.
Harry Dree.
He explained that users will be matched off location and will also be able to select their favourite Kanye albums and songs as a way of attracting like-minded fans. He said, "This isn't Tinder. This isn't about Netflix and chill. I think Kanye fans are a good fit. We're bringing the dreamers together." Well, it's not. It definitely isn't about Netflix and chill, because I'm sure like Keeping Up with the Kardashians is on a completely different platform.
It is,
so.
Yeah.
I'm sure that must be a criterion that you've got to tick off to be eligible.
Isn't it on E?
Exactly, there you go.
E Entertainment Channel, isn't it, Kardashians?
Yeah, yeah. E and Panic. It's not Netflix and chill, it's E Entertainment and Panic. When asked about whether the site could lead to any potential legal trouble with West, Dry replied, "Look, this site which I'm building comes from a place of love and admiration. Kanye West is my hero. He's one of the reasons why I get out of bed each morning and try to make a difference. What I'm building is a celebration of Kanye."
Sure, it doesn't mean he won't come for you, though.
Exactly. When you start to make millions of dollars
off
it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he won't be.
No, it's from a place of love. It's fine. Let him keep those millions that he's made off my name.
Exactly. I don't think so. I think Harry Dry will be not so dry when he gets a big bill. But would you be tempted to this, to go on a Kanye?
It kind of sounds like, from what this Harry Dry guy is saying, that there's not much space for someone else in his relationship, because it sounds like he really loves Kanye.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I feel a bit sorry for whoever Harry Dry is with.
That's true.
If he's like, Kanye is the reason I get out of bed in the morning.
Not the person next to him in bed.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing this for Kanye.
Who they love more, Kanye? We're not even having dry sex anymore. You don't look at me the way you used to.
Well, I hope, but I presume, I don't know actually if he is single or not, whether he's just decided, I'm single and I love Kanye. Mm. Let's get the two together and make a dating.
Who, Harry Dry?
Yeah, I don't know if he's single or not, or whether he's a bit in love with Kanye. I'm not
sure. Hazard a guess that he's definitely very single.
Yeah, he's got enough time to be
incredibly single.
Yeah, if you had like you could hope that to his partner, he'd be like, so I've got this idea, and like, the idea is like, it's a Kanye, no, don't do it. And then like, they would be done. So clearly he's got no one to talk to.
If he had a backstory, for instance, you know, this is how my partner and I met. You know, mm-hmm. We met at a Kanye gig.
That'd be
you know, this is
nice.
Why I'm making the app for Kanye fans. Not, I stan Kanye, so I want to pair like-minded people who are just as obsessed with him.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like kind of just, pair them together, innit?
Mm-hmm. No,
they
I
belong
know,
with
yeah.
each other, innit?
But it's also like, if you're going out, say you were going on a speed dating something or a date and that, and he's like, Kanye is the reason I get out of bed in the morning, you might think, I don't know if we'll go for a second date, actually. I don't know if that's something we want to pursue. I think that's a bit of an odd thing.
Actually, one of my first lines on Tinder to a girl was Kanye or Jay-Z.
What did she say?
She said Kanye, and then the conversation went from there.
Are you bigger Jay-Z fan than Kanye?
No, Kanye.
Oh, right. The conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said Jay-Z. Went on from there, sorry. Yeah. There was no conversation.
That was my opening Tinder line.
What if she said Jay-Z?
Then I wouldn't reply.
Whoa, that's harsh.
Fair.
But okay, you know,
I would have if someone asked me on a dating app who I preferred, I would have said Jay-Z.
Really?
Then you two could never date.
Yeah, true.
That's ruled that out, isn't it? Unfortunately.
Nothing to do with our sexuality.
No, nothing at all.
Purely our music preferences.
If it was Kanye, then, you know, could have been a different life. I could have had beautiful, beautiful
adopted
together.
Kids.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I feel such a sad. It's actually Kanye's wrecking relationships. He's not making them together.
It's like yin and yang. This Kanye dating site's trying to repair.
Yeezy and Yang.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, on that note, I actually we're going to have to wrap it up there, man. But Louis, thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me.
It's been amazing.
You've been great. We've had a great show today, actually. We've had Mansour Bello come in flying solo from the new Sky Channel, Yanga. We had the incredible Ezekiel come in. You can't go to his gig tomorrow, but make sure you stream all his music and buy his album when it comes out in May. And make sure you check Louis the Third's.
Yeah, what's some new plans for you? What are you working on at the minute?
I just shot a video for my next single. Okay. That's going to come out around May 17th. Mm-hmm. We're going to drop the video at the same time.
What's it called, Louis?
It's going to be called Don't Count My Money. And it's like a big, big pop Afrobeat kind of track.
Yeah.
So look out for that.
Diss track to HMRC.
And I've got... that's what it's about.
Sent for the tax man.
And I've got a live gig coming up on the 12th of April at Scotch, event called Forecast.
Nice.
So
Scotch is a great venue.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, Scotch is St. James.
My first big live, my first big live gig.
Oh, that's
who used to play there? Who used to frequent that venue a lot? It was either Jimi Hendrix
Someone told me that the other day. Yeah, someone told me.
Or both.
Wow.
It might have been Jimi Hendrix.
Okay. Mm.
Scotchess and James, okay. Frequently. Maybe the ghost.
Yeah.
Maybe his ghost is still in the toilets.
Or the hologram if he's still alive, and then he'll.
Yeah, exactly. You ruined my set. That was my third song. That was what's going to happen.
The reveal of the alive Hendrix is he's back.
Yeah. Put Tupac on the guest list as well.
Oh, my God. Okay. Just in case.
Maybe he might slip up and reveal himself.
Exactly. Just in case. You know how people get when they know they get free entry to something, isn't it? That's how you discover whether someone's really alive or dead. You put them on the guest list. Free list. If they show up, they were having you on. With that, we're going to love you and leave you until next week. I'll see you then.
Yes.
It's Fubar Radio. We're going to leave you with a song.
Black gold. Meet me at the crossroads. Niggas, niggas, black man, you're bold. A black boy's soul, you're the perfect mold. Ashes to dust particles, our melanin bought and sold. But I love you like I love God. Brother, you're my black gold. Shine, baby, shine.
Sash at the madness, the hard times, the hood life, the bad ways, evil thoughts I have. Toward a good life, it looks like a nightfall. We ride for the grieving, we kill for the cause, and we die for what we believe in. At least when it's over, we went out like a soldier. We got rich and we died trying to get rich. My corners got dope things and preachers, prostitutes, creatures. The last one they see blood, they can't wait to eat you. They get this shit no realer. Don't kill the nigga with the message, kill the dealer. I'm just a revealer of poison, the hatred we face with the races. White boys in higher places, we written spaces. From classrooms to bathrooms, these niggas will blast you. A case against the half, I have not, most niggas have to. I ask you, if it meant life or death, what would you do? Would you starve or would you get bread? See my life on
True
Truth.
Routine stop, police stop, bang bang shot. Black boy don't miseducated. Tryna get over the struggle, tryna smile, hide a frown, tryna rock Peter just to play ball. Yeah, tryna swim like the sea can drown. As soon as the
way more than just a friend to me. Lack of the next SST is only freedom or death for me. Especially when your only natural resources is your memories. A catalog, a smash a blog, middle finger to the masses, y'all. Picture me acting soft, the science fiction like Isaac Asimov. Black lives matter, homie. Mr.
me with the back and forth. Whether you straight about the same love as Ryan Lewis and Macklemore. I live, you hear me? But clearly I ain't listening. I'm in the mist again, securing my position as a dissident. I hear the whispering from those who slither in, trying to be middlemen. I told you 20 years ago, they conditioned by their conditioning. Never tired, not a Michelin. Hitting the road less traveled on. I pace myself, my race is not a sprint, it's a marathon. A song is worth a thousand speeches, it's a jewel I got from Farrakhan. Freedom is the mantra as we chant down Babylon.
Said we were slaves, so, 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 so.